again, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, and welcome to episode number 5 of the...
Oh my God!
My name is Thomas, and sitting next to me, as always, is my brother from the same mother and father. Give it up for Alan!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another fun-filled, violent episode of Oh My God. Tom, how are you?
Mate, I'm good, and I'm pumped to watch some hardcore action.
Well, yes, because this is the... closing,
yeah,
isn't it? This is the end of this chapter of this particular episode.
So as we've said with this show, we've actually done 4. So this is Alan saying the season finale of the hardcore aspect of the Oh My God show. At the end of this show, we will talk about what's coming up next. But in regards to the show, you can download all the broadcast episodes, Wrestling Companions, Film Companions on Apple iTunes, on Podbean, on Spotify, Highcast, and Castbox. Check us out on Instagram at The Broadcast Podcast and Twitter at The Broadcast, T-H-E-B-R-O-K-A-S-T. Last month, we had a bit of a war as we went back and watched Necro Butcher takes on Samoa Joe, which was my pick. What was your pick, Al?
Mine was Ric Flair. Woo! Takes on Mick Foley's, yeah, Mrs. Foley's baby boy in a I Quit bum fight match. Pretty much that whole episode, I like to believe, guys, was a bum fight.
Yep.
We all just a bunch of fellas, you know, if you beat your other best friend up, I'll give you a steak dinner.
Give you a cigarette, yeah? You want a cigarette?
You want a cigarette, mate? I love that you go like...
It's a half-done cigarette.
Yeah, you just go for like, you want a cigarette,
I'll give
mate?
The basic.
Yeah, you give a meal. I'll get, you get a nice warm meal if you beat the shit out of your friend. But you're like, I'll give you half a ciggy if you beat the shit out of your friend.
You want it or not, huh? Right?
I'll put it out now and I'll let you smoke the rest later. You're a prick. You are not a nice person.
As we say, warning, listener's discretion is advised on these type of shows that we do because it gets bloody, it gets raunchy, it gets blue.
Yeah, I will swear a bit.
All right, my pick, we're going to the world of XPW.
Oh, Jesus.
We're talking about Extreme Pro Wrestling. This was the opposition to ECW.
Yes, it was.
So this guy, they even invaded an ECW show. Do you remember about this? They invaded an ECW show. It was just before the main event of one of their heat waves. Some of the wrestlers from XPW rocked up in the front hard camera wearing XPW shirts.
Oh, really?
And got the attention of Tommy Dreamer. And a brawl happened backstage in the car park with everybody.
Oh. Yeah.
So we're going to do XPW Freefall from 2002. And the match we're watching is Vic Grimes versus New Jack in a scaffold match. Now, this is one of the most hardcore things I've seen because of the ending of this match. But we're going to watch the entire thing so you guys can enjoy it too. Now, we're watching this on YouTube. So what I want you to do is type in New Jack versus Vic Grimes, XPW Freefall 2002. The video should say 16 minutes and 45 seconds, and we're about to hit play. So again, YouTube, New Jack, Vic Grimes, XPW Freefall 2002, and we're about to hit play in 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Do it.
XP. Look at that, L. Look at all.
That's a scaffold. What is this? A scaffold match, is it?
Scaffold match, yeah. So I'm not even sitting up there.
What the fuck?
So XPW, I used to watch a lot of their stuff. Not ultra violent.
Probably explains a lot about
why?
You.
Why? What do you mean?
You're a twisted individual, especially that bum fight comment. Jesus, I've never heard something incredibly dark in my life. Yeah. Would you like a nice warm Would you like a nice dinner?
I've seen too many videos of like rich people and like, you know, hey, like, you're like driving in their fast cars.
Hey there, would you like a cigarette with your boy? You need to be the shit out of your friend.
Do it.
Do it now.
Dale, look, we've got one.
We've got one over here, Dale.
Oh, God.
What the fuck? That was actually quite fun to do that with you then. Yeah. Yeah,
with their Carnegies on, wrapped around, Harvard Carnegies on.
My father will hear about this.
All right, I think they're just doing the entries and stuff here. See, this was in the West Coast too. So they were like wanting to do shows in Philadelphia and compete against
them. He's got his song.
Yeah.
He's got his song.
So this is when he left ECW because that was done now. So ECW finished
Ice
in
Cube
March of 2001.
Oh. What was the name of his song? I fucking love his song.
New Jack's theme.
Yes.
I'll find out.
Oh. I should have it because I've got it on my Spotify playlist, but I'm not going to look at my phone because I want to use my brain.
We call it the asbestos guitar.
Yep, lots of cocaine in that guitar.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Oh, I can't feel any pain. Smacking me again, harder, daddy. What?
I'm in no pain.
He just throws it over. Oh.
Yeah, look at the tables, El. Just what, what's going building on? Lego, building your pieces.
Going to watch
his Mango. Theme song was called Natural Born, Born Killers, Killers by Ice Cube, and Dr. Dre.
Thank you. He's got a blender.
What?
He has a blender that says XPW on it.
I was going to tell you this about XPW because you wouldn't know this.
Sure.
The promotion, again, focused on hardcore wrestling, but also had connections to the Los Angeles porn industry. As the owner of XPW, also owned his own porn studio.
Wow!
Two-for-one deal.
Two-for-one deal, yeah. So you can watch someone get fucked up in the ring and also in the ring. I'll leave that for... Well, fuck.
And they finished up now too. They finished up, I think.
What, the wrestling or the porn?
I think the porn's still going.
The porn's still going. I'm an avid subscription. It arrives in the mail once a month.
So their championships was the XPW World Heavyweight title, Tag title, King of the Deathmatch Championship, XPW European Championship, and XPW TV title.
And then when behind the closed doors, there was also a championship for the ladies or the men. Yeah, your choice, 2019. Back here, 2022.
That's 12 tables, L.
Why? And he's talking.
That's 12 tables stacked up.
This is scary.
Yeah, New Jack.
I don't.
We've spoken about New Jack in our Beyond the Mat film companion episode.
I've been trapped by three white people.
Oh, New Jack. He's a crazy bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a crazy... He's got no knuckles.
He's a mad bastard.
Yeah, he's got no knuckles. Yeah.
See that? I did that. Thunking out a bitch.
Hitting a bitch in the eye.
Punching a bitch in the eye.
And then he had the tattoo saying it was for the murder, and it was like, it was either me or him.
Yeah.
Rel, okay. I'm a bounty hunter.
Yeah. Oh, so he's talking about it, and he goes, and then he goes for that interview
For a TV role. Yeah,
and he goes, he could be the sidekick.
He could be the new Denzel. I want to be Denzel. I'll be Denzel's friend.
And thank you very much. He only had two lines, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you know much about? Have you seen Vic Grimes before?
No, I know.
I think he actually had a stint in WWE.
I know Rick Grimes from the Walking Dead.
I know Grimey from the Simpsons.
Yeah, sure. He's not real, Tom.
So he used to wrestle as Key when he was in WWF. Remember Key?
Nope.
Yeah, he was Key. This is like 95.
I don't know what Key is.
Okay.
I don't know what that... Well, okay, straight into the match now, ladies and gentlemen. We've got... he's got a chain around...
One of Vic Grimes' trainers was Spike Dudley and Mike Modest. You know, from Beyond the Mat.
Yeah, he's
a trainer of Vic Grimes.
Well, he taught him how to wrestle.
Yeah.
He's got something in his face.
He was trained by Manny Fernandez, Spike Dudley, Dory Funk Jr. and Mike Modest.
Keyboard, Tom. Keyboard. They're usually... And then it's everywhere.
Keys everywhere. Keys.
Yeah, keys everywhere. Oh, my God. Here we go. Is he hot? He's punching the head.
I'll read you about Key really quickly.
Yeah, sure.
J.R. Benson sent Jim Cornette a tape of Grimes and O'Grady's feud in All Pro Wrestling and scheduled them for a dark match before an edition of Monday Night Raw. Sure, WWE officials were so impressed by the match they signed both men to contracts on the spot. Oh. Grimes would have moved to the Memphis Developmental Territory before being brought up to TV under the ring name Key. He made his WWF debut as Key on the 26th of July 1999.
Oh.
As Key, Grimes...
Tommy's got a fork.
He sure... He had a short-lived feud as a short-lived drug dealer character along with Droz and Prince Albert and feuded with The Godfather. The Godfather suffered an injury as of the feud between the two was developing, and he was later taken off TV. And then he went to ECW for a bit.
And then another fork shot to the head. So he was a drug dealer
in the Attitude Era
with Abbott. Abbott.
There he is. That's Key.
Key.
That's what
I have no. So he was with Droz and Prince Albert.
Yeah, that was his team.
So and he was going to have feud
with The Godfather.
So he was probably a drug proprietor
to the women.
Yeah. I was going to say them Godfather's hoes. You want to feel better, baby?
What a 90s wrestling it was.
Well, it's a good time. What have we got here? It's a crutch.
Guilt.
Very similar.
So this is after his ECW stint. It's after
He broke the condom off it, Tom. That's you. I love saying that word because it gets you very uncomfortable.
What's
like
that a
we
fan,
did.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a blender. What? That says XPW.
Need a PowerPoint. Need a PowerPoint.
Whoa. Dick shot. Yeah. Hard shot.
What's he got there?
What's that?
What's that?
What is that?
Is that a mallet?
Yeah.
A cutter.
Pizza cutter?
What is it?
Or would you like some pizza?
You want fucking carve your face.
Sixes are right.
What is it? Is it a pizza cutter?
I can't tell.
No, it is. Wait.
No, that's...
It's a multiple cutter. Look at that.
It's like fucking Wolverine.
What the fuck? No. I've only known this for the spot, not the whole match. So yeah, I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah. Oh, he stops him.
Oh, he's doing it.
He's going to do Wolverine. He's cutting his head open. Like he's got some... his skin is all right to be cut there, so he doesn't have to...
12 worry tables. About. Look at it. So it's a scaffold match, but they're fighting on the floor. They're not fighting at the top.
Fuck that noise.
Like a scaffold, you have to start from the top.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, look at
him. He's near the fans. Move back. And that was just move away. He's got a sign there. He's just being the shit out of him.
Yeah, mate.
Oh.
Jesus.
There was probably that sign that was near the toilets that someone over would slip over. And New Jack's like, fuck it, I'm taking it with me.
I want that.
Oh, that's I'll happening. Use that. That's coming with me, baby.
Look at him.
They're going out into the crowd. It's always scary when these guys go into the crowd. Hard shot there.
I just want to see what else happened on the card.
Was this the main event, I wonder? You hope so, it would be.
That concrete floor, just exposed to the floor.
Yeah, these guys, yeah. Mm. No.
It was the main event. So let's talk about the matches on the same card.
All right.
It featured Psychosis defeating Evan Courageous.
Oh, look at
that. Juventud Guerrera competed there.
Yeah.
The Sandman defeated Supreme to win the XPW King of the Deathmatch Championship.
Supreme.
Yeah, have you seen Supreme before?
Nope.
That's Supreme, man. Look at that dude.
Wow.
Remember when I used to go get the Pro Wrestling Illustrated little database
yeah.
book?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
used to be in it a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. What's he hitting him with?
What was that? What is that? Oh, what the hell?
Is that razor wire?
That's barbed wire, but it's in a collection.
Yeah, it's a razor wire like a...
Oh. Yeah, it's a long one, like a police one.
Yeah, like with like a baton prison. On it. What the hell, man?
It's a
who creates...
A bat and a barbed wire.
A bat and a barbed wire, BB.
Yep.
Yeah.
BBW. Bat and a barbed wire.
Where?
You see one?
Where's those white women at? Num, num, num.
Oh. So we're at the...
Num, num, num.
8 minute mark, guys.
Yep.
At the halfway point.
Yeah.
Free fall, eh? You can't actually get these shows, because I know they did DVDs, but there's no way to actually watch XPW. I don't think online.
No, this is all going to be in people's heads. Actually, if you do look in the written there, I'm not going to give you shit now.
Yeah.
New Jack actually came out with a bin.
Oh, he did come out with a bin, see?
No trash can there.
Plastic
one.
This guy.
Yeah, it's a proper green bin. So look like, yeah. It's good that he's looking after the environment while he fucks up a motherfucker with a cord around his neck. he is saving the earth.
Thinking for the community.
Thank you very much, New Jack. For punking out a bitch known as what's he tell him?
Move, mate.
Oh,
don't touch me.
Yeah,
I can do a jump from that soon. Just up there.
Black Mafia. Yeah, that's these part of the.
So XPW finished up in. They did a show in. So they stopped in 2003. They came back in 2008 for one show, and then they did a 10th anniversary show in 2009. And then they stopped after that.
Yeah, you think why? Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit extreme. These guys are a bit... Oh!
But they started in 1999.
I think New Jack's tonight's just like, I'm not... That's a golf club.
Yeah.
And you just broke it over his back.
Was that a golf club?
That was a golf club. It was an eye iron.
Look out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone seen my clubs?
Yep. Jeffrey, have you seen my nine iron? No, I haven't.
But you know that thing about the homeless, the bum fights?
Yes.
It goes back to the movie Hard Target, which is my all-time favourite movie.
Mm.
And in that one, it's a bunch... They do, like, human fighting, but they hunt people. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, homeless fella, there's money in a sack on this side of the city. If you can get there before we do, you get the money. But they start running, but the bad guys actually have motorbikes, so they trip them over, taunt them.
And drag them across.
Yeah, and then they, you know, trip them over, you know, hurt them. Yeah. So it's just...
Probably explains a lot about you here, it does. So if you're...
I don't work in the city no more.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not allowed to. That's a cause too much bum fights.
You're right, mate, what happened? Mm-hmm. You're struggling, are you?
You're struggling? Well, I've got this cigarette that I haven't smoked. Well, I smoked half of it.
It's rolled, though.
Yeah, it's ready to go, and it's got some good shit in it. So...
Terrible. No.
You fuck your best friend up right over there, I'll give you this cigarette. Sure.
What do you want me to do?
Kill him.
Alan, no! No, all right, I guess you don't want it.
No, I guess you fucking don't want it. I'll smoke it then, hey? Oh, no, right. No, no, no!
And you got to do it with this spoon.
Kill your mate with your spoon. And you guys laughing at this. Oh, we're laughing at this.
Oh, terrible.
Truth.
Yeah. Look at Vic Grimes climbing up now.
I'm getting away from that crazy black man.
The scaffold. Getting the fuck out of here. The scaffold match is on.
It's on.
He looks freaked out. Look at him. Holy shit. I would be too.
There is no way.
Look how high. It's not there. It's there, Al.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
What's it? Jimmy Cornette got freaked out one, didn't he?
He nearly broke both his ankles.
Yeah. Scaffold. It's like Evelation X, guys, in TNA. When Rhino took on James Storm and Rhino took on AJ.
These are stupid. AJ. Scaffold matches are dumb.
But that's the thing. It's meant to make people...
Hang on, did New Jack get up there before he did?
He's up there, yeah. He's freaking out, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like he used to be like, pants. Let's make it look real, but not feel real. They're making it the other way. We want you to see that everyone gets hurt.
Yeah, everyone.
Like, wrestling is about the illusion of pain, not physical thing. They're talking, see? You're saying I can't do it or something.
No, he's like, no, help me.
Shit.
He's
like, come here. That's just boards, Al.
I know.
Rodeo.
So, how are you meant to...
By throwing them down.
And then pin them.
I don't know. I think it's just by throwing them off.
They're talking here.
Now, watch this. They're chatting.
All right. I'm going to kill you now, baby. All right, you ready?
That looks so high.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's higher than a Hell in a Cell.
Fuck it.
That's higher than the Mick Foley one.
Yep. No way.
So we're at the 13-minute mark, guys.
Yeah, I think you...
Shit.
Yeah.
So he's trying to throw him that way. Not low
blow. Oh, low blow.
It's even moving.
It's wobbling. Because Vic is a big dude.
Look at that. Look at that, Al.
I'm good.
That is so high.
I'm looking at this. I'm getting vertigo.
That is so high, Al.
Jesus Christ.
The Hell in the Cell is half that.
Yeah. This is dumb.
Oh, no.
You picked a heck of a last one.
Have you ever seen the spot though in this? Have you seen it? Okay.
No.
All right.
I'm scared.
I showed my son this the other day. He goes, what?
Oh, fuck. He's... Is he really going to throw him off? He's really going to throw him off, isn't he?
Look out. No. He's teetering. Vic Grimes is teetering.
No,
is there weapons up there? What's he got in his hand?
He's got something in his hand.
It's a staple gun. It's a staple. No, what the hell is blades? What are they?
It's a taser.
It's a taser. He's shocking him.
He's got a taser.
I know we're here on XPW, but that's against the rules.
Yeah.
I know it's XPW. But
getting a fork and knifing the motherfucker. Sure. No
that's
problem.
Legal.
Mm.
Oh.
That would kill a man.
Yeah, that's enough, mate.
Yeah, and he looks like a big dude.
Right, here we go. Check this out. Watch.
No. Max Powers.
Watch. Look.
Fuck. Oh my god. What the hell? Is he dead?
He landed on two of the... Look, he does the X sign. He's dead. He's talking to him. Now, what actually happened? He hit two tables and then went under the ropes.
Lock it, yeah. How many tables did you say? 12.
There was 12. He didn't even land... He landed on two of them. He was meant to be like a perfect fall between everything. Overshot it. Fuck. Now, supposedly New Jack has said that he purposely did it. He purposely overthrew him, yeah.
Why?
Because they had words. They didn't get on for real. Yeah.
Oh.
So supposedly that's what I've seen online. He said, yeah, I purposely threw him off.
He wanted to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he's on the X-Men. Psycho Bastard. I killed him.
Yeah, Psycho Bastard. Yeah.
What's he doing? Tipping something down.
Taking piss. Skizzy his dick out and starts weeing.
Weeing. He's coming down.
Catch a bitch.
He's fucked. So he wins the free fall.
Is he still alive?
Today, yeah, he's still going. He's not wrestling anymore.
No, I would wonder why.
He's talking to him.
Jesus, what a spot.
Fuck. The music.
Stop. Let's sing a song of joy and watch a man fall off the scaffold. Watch him hit two tables and the top of the...
Holding his head up too.
Oh yeah, he's gonna need a neck brace.
Thank you guys for coming out tonight. Safe travels.
And that's it. Safe
and
home.
And that's the end. Oh. I just want to jump back just for a second. I just want to see the fall again. Yeah, here we go. Watch this.
11. The 14:35 mark.
Oh, and he bounces up.
Yes. Let us sing a song of joy.
One more time.
One more time. And he's just zapping him in the arm. And then one more time. Ow! Jesus Christ. That's nuts.
This is wrestling.
That's not wrestling. That is murder.
XPW Freefall. There we go, guys. The vault. That was my final for the finale of my Oh My God episode number 5. And before we can actually kick into Alan's one, just want to give a shout out to a great podcast that we think you guys should check out.
Hi, this is Drew Martin.
And I'm Roy King.
And we're part of a weekly movie podcast called Coming Off the Reels, where we discuss everything from the newest releases to our childhood favorites.
We'll also break down specific years, directors, actors, and genres.
We may not always stay on topic, we rarely do, but we always circle back to our love of movies.
You can learn more about us on our website, comingofftherels.com. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and anywhere else your podcasts like to hide. And follow us on Twitter, @offthereels, for weekly battle polls, movie haikus, and a whole lot more.
So if you're looking for a new movie podcast, and I know you are, give us a try.
All right, guys, we are back. And yes. It's now time for our final match.
Yes.
Of Oh My God, brutal matches. And yes. What's your choice, Al?
We're going to the WWE Network. Okay, so you get it on your platforms, on your different streaming things. We are going to WWE Judgment Day 2004. And this, if you guys don't know, now you know, is the Eddie Guerrero JBL match.
Just a one-on-one match. Yeah, just a one-on-one for the WWE Championship. So Eddie Guerrero won the title from Brock Lesnar.
Yes, he did.
Retained it against Kurt Angle at WrestleMania.
Yes.
And this is a SmackDown-only show, too.
Yes, it is.
SmackDown exclusive. So what we're going to do is we're going to just load up the actual match itself and actually put it on the sound clock so you guys know the sound check.
Yeah, sure.
So reckon we just reckon start about there?
Yeah, here we go. Yep.
Okay, so Eddie Guerrero's already in the ring. Yep. JBL's already in the ring. Yep. And your marker is now 2 hours, 7 minutes, 37 seconds. So this match in itself will go for 30 minutes.
So strap yourselves in, get relaxed, take your shoes off.
7 minutes, 37, Eddie Guerrero, JBL, here we go.
Let's do it.
Put some sound to it, so we can hear it.
Yep.
Some bitches, look at this.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's the real Scarface shirt, eh? Latino Heat.
Yeah, that's a very cool shirt. JBL was on the rise here right now, where he was the sort of all-American, trying to be... Yeah. I'm not racist. It's just that
I'm not racist, but...
But, yeah. The only way we're going to keep things done in this country is by keeping them Mexicans, throwing back over to the border.
He was... And this is around the same time I think he did the Nazi Hitler symbol when he went to Japan Germany.
Hitler, he got himself in a lot of trouble. So this is for the WWE Championship. This is an awesome title belt. I love the
Undisputed title.
The Undisputed title here.
So this was considered a simple singles match. This was not stipulations. This was not I quit. This was not a hardcore match. But this is known for being a very hardcore brawl, guys.
Yeah. He had him fired up. JBL very much... they both said to each other during this match, we're going to go out tonight and we're going to beat the shit out of each other, which is great.
Wow.
And here they go.
So the main event or co-main just before this was Undertaker defeats Booker T. That was the co-main event?
Normal Booker T or Booker?
Normal Booker T.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, John Cena took on Rene Dupree for the United States title.
Rene Dupree.
Chavo Guerrero with Chavo Classic won the Cruiserweight title from Jack Lewin. When she won the Cruiserweight title.
I would wrestle her.
Charlie Huss and Rico defeated Billy Gunn and Hardcore Holly to retain the WWE Tag Team titles. Mordecai. That's when he debuted.
The Mordecai.
The Mordecai, the white hair.
The white Undertaker. Oh,
took on Scotty T. Hotty, beat him in 3 minutes.
Ah, yes.
Torrey Wilson defeated Dawn Marie.
Oh.
And in the opening matchup, Rey Mysterio and RVD defeated the Dudley Boys in a normal tag team matchup.
Wow, that sounds like a good match.
Yeah.
Awesome. I do remember watching this, guys, when we were watching it live back in the day. What year? 2004?
Well, this was May 16th, 2004, in Los Angeles.
May 6th.
So same thing, same where XPW did their show, Los Angeles as well, California. Staples Center.
And this is like they're like they're beating the shit out of each other, and the referee's giving him a count out.
Yeah.
But Eddie runs back into the ring and goes, No.
I didn't even see the ref though.
I think it's Baby Hender.
Ah, yep.
Yep.
So again, it's like referee's discretion. If he wants to let him brawl, let him brawl.
Yep. You know them Henders, they don't really mind. They'll stand right back and go, yeah, do it. Yeah, sure. Beat the shit out of each other if you want. JBL back in the ring. Michael Cole and Taz are the voices of SmackDown at this time.
Ugh.
Hard shots. Eddie is pissed. He is angry at JBL.
I was going to look at the history of this one. Let's see how it all actually came to
be. Go for it. We're going to be here for a bit.
So the main rivalry into Judgment Day was between Eddie Guerrero and JBL battling over the WWE title.
Yes.
On March 25th, 2004 episode of SmackDown, recently drafted Raw superstar Booker T insulted SmackDown superstars. The new SmackDown general manager Kurt Angle gave Booker T an opportunity against Guerrero for the WWE title. A member of the recently disbanded APA, John Bradshaw Layfield, interfered in the match and became a heel by attacking Guerrero with a clothesline from hell. On October 8 episode of SmackDown, Angle announced that the winner of the Great American Award would become the number one contender for the WWE Championship. He gave the award to JBL, however Guerrero came out, stole the trophy and broke it.
Nice.
On October 22 episode of SmackDown, Guerrero lost to Devon Dudley in a non-title match after another interference by JBL. The next week, JBL cut a promo about Guerrero's ancestors, saying that they were illegal immigrants to America.
Yep.
On May 6, 2004 edition of SmackDown, it was announced that JBL caused Guerrero's mother to have a heart attack at a house show when he threatened her and grabbed her by the shoulder.
That's real.
Yeah. And you can check out the Something to Wrestle With, where they talk about it in detail, that she really did have a heart attack.
They talked about it on both two shows. They spoke about it on the Eddie Guerrero show, and they also spoke about this actual pay-per-view.
Yep. And the next week, Guerrero was arrested after he destroyed JBL's limousine, and JBL went on to defeat Guerrero's best friend, Rey Mysterio, leading into this match.
Booyaka, booyaka. Look out!
Oh, well, he's rolling his ankle there.
Yeah, it looks like it. And then he's hurt his shoulder and the wrist.
Who to say the announcers? Where Colin Taz is it?
Colin Taz. Wow. Yep. Oh my God.
Hit him with a chokeslam.
Oh. He's going out for a clothesline. Eddie Guerrero is a great technical wrestler. Superstar.
I love this SmackDown games for the pause.
I fucking love that
stuff. He hit him with a big boot.
Oh my God. It's a Stone Cold Stunner.
It's like they're in different moods when they recorded it. Not just one leveled voice. Look out here, look out. Jesus.
And this is what he thinks of the Spanish announce table. Just kick the shit out of it. Just beast the shit.
Fuck this, mate.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well.
Yep.
Not breaking the count. Have they even been in the ring?
Yeah, just and all they keep going around the side. Yeah, and they keep going around the side. Oh. They got up to near the main entrance, and then he just grabbed him and then threw him back. Yeah. It was like, shit, we better get back. He's probably up to an 8 count. He's already up to an 18 count already. Just full. Everyone is standing in this match too. This is the main event for the night, and they are just kicking the boot in the face.
Good work.
This is probably the best thing that Bradshaw has done. Yeah. With his career, that he became this character, because his character during the 90s,
he was one of the longest reigning WWE champions when he won the title. Had it for a long time,
and he claimed to be a wrestling god.
Yeah, he built the cabinet the Basham brothers, and also Orlando Jordan when he was there for the time.
Yes,
he helped him in the US title.
Didn't they have, and they had a lady with them as well.
Was that Jillian Hall with the thing on their face?
She looked, there was nothing
that was
there.
Pre that, yeah,
it was quite it changed every week. And then the boogeyman came along.
Yep. And he ate it, didn't he?
ate it.
It's like gummy.
Yeah. I was thinking it was made out of oatmeal.
Thank you.
He just, I remember watching that and just watching it like just tear off her face, and he went,
nang. Just gnaw it.
Yeah. It's fantastic. No. Yeah. It was real sexual.
I loved it. Look at you.
Yes. The Jillian Hall and the growth on her face. This is wrestling.
And then I'm trying to think, what did she do next? Oh, she has, wasn't she the farting one that kept farting? Who was that? Was that her?
Yeah, she. Yeah.
That's sad. We'll do a fart angle, all right?
Yeah, sure.
You'll fart around.
You're gonna do.
Was it her or was it Natalia? Part of me thinks it was Natalia, though.
Look it up.
Let's look it up.
Just be careful.
What are we doing?
Delete your...
What are we doing?
I don't know, Tom. What? I don't know anymore.
WWE Diva farting. What?
Num, 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 num.
What are we doing?
Yeah, just be careful. Just make sure you delete your history on your phone before you start. WWE fart diva?
I never thought I would tape this in. It's Natalia.
Oh, don't. Was
Natalia
it?
Farts with Eve Torres, and then she farted on SmackDown shows while she's stretching with Beth Phoenix. Bro? Mm. What a world.
Oh, new world. Did you care?
Okay. It's in the top 10 whatculture.com worst WWE diva gimmicks. Farting Natalia. There we go.
All right, let's go through that because we're going to be here for a while.
February 2012 it happened. Damn.
Hey, we're just walking down. I don't remember that.
What'd she say here? Mm. She told Slam Sports in 2014, sometime after the gimmick had ended, no matter what I'm given, I'm going to make it great. I'm going to pass gas. Maybe I would have too many protein bars that morning. I'm sorry, but as a diva, I'm going to eat lots of protein. And if I'm going to do that, then I'm going to look like a rock star doing that. Dressed in the 90s vintage couture, and I'm going to make it look like gold.
Good on her, but still, fuck that.
That's number one. That was number one.
What's number two? Let's go through this. We've got time, guys. You're stuck with us.
So let's go. What's number two then?
Number one was farting the
Terry Reynolds miscarriage. Oh, fuck. That's Attitude Era.
Yeah, I remember.
No.
I think you better recognize. Ugh. Thanks, D-Lo.
Number three. What do you reckon number three? Making fun of Molly Holly's ass.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Do you remember her old role in WCW?
Miss Congeniality.
No, that was Lita. She was Miss Madness.
Oh, she was Miss Madness. Yeah. Sorry. I was just
watching a Nitro where Macho Man kicked her out of the group, took her sash off her.
Who do you think you are? Get out of here right now.
Dawn Marie and Al Wilson. Wouldn't say it's bad. He died.
She killed him because all she wanted to do was like, I just want to have sex with you. Yeah. But I want to die. You killed me.
The next one, Mr. McMahon embarrasses Trish Stratus.
Broke like a dog.
That's almost the thing they wanted to delete. Like, that never happened. Vince never did that. No. He never made a woman strip down and get on all fours.
I'm going to see Bush.
And bark.
I'm going to Washington.
Piggy James. Remember that? Mickey James with the cool.
That was
number six.
That was dirty bad. Dirty bad. I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm now making it.
Next one is Fondle Me Elmo. What?
Let's read this one. Yeah, that's right.
Before the Attitude Era began proper, WWE tried to present some edgy content via Shotgun Saturday Night, at least in the beginning of the show's run. Featuring off-the-world angles, gritty matches from places as varied as a nightclub to a train station, it felt like WWE's answer to ECW. One of the most bizarre WWE segments ever, think about that for a second, aired during WWE's second episode. WWE and Sonny had promised that they would show a Sonny sex tape on the 1997 show. Considering what transpired, there must have been a lot of disappointed 14-year-old boys that night. Basically, Sonny and a man-sized Fondle Me Elmo made love with the lights off. Afterwards, Elmo, who was actually WWE announcer Todd Pettingill, asked Sonny where his penis was, while Sonny gave an "aw shucks" look at the camera. It was WWE's attempt to do some kind of Saturday Night Live skit and be topical, as Tickle Me Elmo dolls were the craze at the time.
Yep.
But it came across very, very weirdly. What?
The Velveteen Dreamer has no memory of that.
China's paralysis. Take your time. Yeah, that's an old one. We covered that.
Yep. Eddie Guerrero took a really bad jumping over JBL.
Table spot, eh?
Table spot.
The HLA, hot lesbian action. Remember that? Eric Bischoff.
I don't think that's a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Yes. And he did the smile.
If you can actually hear the smile while I'm doing that. JBL has been...
And number 10 was Michelle McCool's Love and Life.
Wow.
Never heard that one.
What, she tried to kill herself?
Michelle McCool's WWE career started in 2004. Back then, she was just another one in the long line of non-scripted women trying to be a WWE diva. McCool placed 7th in the season and hired her anyway. Over the next couple of years, she was given some pretty shabby gimmicks, such as a fitness trainer and a sexy teacher. They weren't winners, that's for sure.
No.
Still, they were slightly better than the unbelievable lame All-American Girl gimmick she was given in the summer of 2007. It wasn't a vindictive gimmick. It wasn't a mean-spirited. It was just unbelievably lame. Videos aired which showed McCool running around the beach rollerblading, and trying on clothes. They were cheesy, something straight out of the 1980s. Each video ended with McCool's catchphrase, "I'm Michelle McCool and I'm loving life." That was her character. Seriously, she loved life. Needless to say, her character, or lack of therefore, didn't make much of an impression on the WWE universe, and it was not until she formed Lay Cool with Layla that McCool would have any sort of real impact. I'm loving life.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, the people are considered terrible.
People are idiots.
We're at the 2020 mark, guys. 2 minutes, 2 hours 20:38 on the card.
And beating the absolute... Oh,
but this is good because now they're back in the ring, though.
Yes.
So they brawled it out of him. They're back in the ring. Let's have the actual match.
And you're just slapping the elbow and taking out the eye, poking the eye. Very old school.
Clash of styles, too, because, you know, JBL, known more as a tag team wrestler, Guerrero for his single status as a cruiserweight in WCW.
A cruiserweight takes on a super heavyweight, yeah, with JBL with his big body and his mass.
So former United States champion in both WWE and ECW, is also the first WWF United States champion. Defeated Chris Benoit, I think it was in the tournament final, to win the first title, dropped it to the Big Show. The
Three Amigos.
One. That's when Big Show did the alley-oop move to him. You know when he picked him up and did the reverse powerbomb when he falls
so
backwards?
It looks like so much fun, but I would imagine it would hurt. So if you're... But I would rather be Big Show. And
what, doing the move?
Well, someone's on me. So
who?
Let me think.
Good thinking. Looking up at the roof, having a think.
Natty doing the fart. Bringing it back.
Just as you let go of it, it happens.
Just nothing but ass in the face.
But it's pink. It's like a pink perfume. It just falls down. Ah, like pink of the attire.
Clothesline from hell.
Ducks miss it.
Oh. Kick in the gut. Powerbomb. Yeah. What's this now called? Oh.
And to believe, you know, we lost Eddie Guerrero, eh? Just thinking of the matches he could have had, you know. CM Punk, Eddie and I would like to think Eddie, what he'd AJ.
Be
doing.
He'd be... Oh!
Move, ref. Move, Marge.
Get out of the way, Marge!
What are you doing?
What the fucking idiot?
What are you doing?
What are you doing, you fucking moron?
I recently watched the matchup. Eddie Guerrero. Look, big NWO.
Yeah, look at that.
Jesus, mate. What the?
That's the wolf pack, baby.
Get the whole big one, yeah? Hold
did
it
you
up.
Get the wolf pack one? Yeah.
All right, why would good. You bring that? Because front row.
Wolfpack, baby.
It's a group that died about 7 years ago, but let's have it out there.
Those guys are punching each other in the Jamie, head in the what corner.
Up? Jamie, what up?
What up, Jamie? Jamie Noble, baby!
So the ref's out, so now it's going to get a little bit hardcore, I reckon.
Nah, they're just going to have a catch-as-catch-can.
Look at that flag. Wrestling. That's a massive NWO flag.
Well, what's wrong? Are you scared of
it? No, I'm just saying, like,
your flag's too big.
It's scaring me. No, you're at a WWE show.
Yeah, they look like you're at a... it's over, though.
Yeah.
One.
Okay, move. Okay, yeah.
Cole, run. Michael Cole,
Cole, run.
He's stuck there.
Well, Taz is stuck there.
He's got the chair. Okay, I'm going to go die now.
Here we go,
guys. This is a chair shot. It's just like, here we go. Listen.
Oh, fuck. Yep. So we're at 2 hours 23:20, the chair shot
happened. That's where the shot happened, guys. It sounded like a gun.
Oh, look at Eddie. Look at these poor... Look. Fuck.
Yep. Cracked him.
Look at Eddie.
It's raining Christ.
Blood. How are you in there? It's raining blood.
Jesus Christ on a bike.
Jesus. Cole, let's get my phone.
Yeah. We're going to work together soon, too.
Look at the blood on the chair. That sitting chair.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Well, that's gash.
Where is it on the hairline, I think?
Yeah, I think it's across here. My notes. Oh, my God. Listen again, guys. Listen.
Oh, it just echoed. Throughout the, here we
one
go
more
again.
Time.
Fuck.
He cracked him in the head.
Eddie, you ready? What? Bang. Yeah.
I wonder if they told anyone about this. I know Bruce was pissed about this spot too. Because he hates the blood and guts.
Mm. Yeah, it's like it's above the hairline, just above the top, because you can't see a cut on the forehead. Oh, Eddie.
Oh my God.
It does.
Oh my God.
Oh
yeah. Dude, yeah, man, I'm gonna get a photo. Get one of him.
This is your last night as champ, Eddie.
Oh man.
You sure, mate? You want to say that to him?
You want to say that to his face?
Kodak camera.
Oh, remember that fucking blood pouring down.
Let me roll it up.
Watch out. Yeah. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out.
You hear him go, Eddie, and then hits him.
What?
Turn. Look at that. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, there's on the... Oh, man. It's like going back and watching that Necro Butcher match, man.
Mm. Jesus.
His face was like, his brain splattered.
I think for me it was the Muay Thai kick at the very end, just all the face that Joe does to Necro. What's happened over there?
What's going on? Fine.
Open up the rampway.
A couple of fat boys going at each other.
What, sumo just charging at each other? Boom.
Boom. No, I'm just saying, like, just a couple
Look
of bums.
Look at that.
Just a couple of bums having a fight.
Oh. Come on, ref, you're not that hurt. Eddie's busted. Help him here.
Hang on. He saw it. He had Undertaker. You've done it now. You've gone and made a big mistake.
What's up, Taker?
Dead man walking. I hate your podcast.
Oh.
Well, fuck you too. What was that? Yeah. No, he's coming back, Jerry.
Close one from hell. Here we go. Look at the ring.
It's yeah. Lucky that's the main event. Oh!
Far out.
Good night. Jesus. He just realised. Just
Look
smack
at the
him
ring.
On. It was me. I was just smack him on the ass. That's how you wake someone. That's what doctors. That's what doctors do when the baby's first born. They just hold him upside down.
Let's just smack. Let's just smack a kid. Yeah, let's give his first memory of life a smack. Abuse. Let's
I was. There's a guy down there with a towel. Who's?
Oh, he's wiping. Look,
yeah, he's clinging across there.
Oh, he's wiping
on
the
woman.
It's on his arm.
It was a woman.
He was wiping his arm. His forearm.
Fuck. This is bad.
Charles Robinson in.
One. Two.
Is he wearing the Austin 316? This guy here.
Yeah.
Austin 316. He had a big clump on his forearm.
The one he had during WrestleMania 17.
Fuck. I've got Eddie Blood. Bloody towel. eBay. Look at that.
I've got real Eddie Guerrero blood.
eBay. $20.
No.
Look at this.
Take it home and put it in your
laboratory. Watch here when Eddie sits up. There's a puddle. Look.
Yeah, there's a puddle of blood. There's a puddle of blood outside the ring. There's a puddle of blood on there.
Look at it.
Pouring down.
It's literally like a tap. Turn the faucet on.
Okay.
Far out. Look at Charles. You're right, Eddie. Just tell me.
Here we go again. Charles dead.
Oh, shit. Going to be a close
one.
Whoa.
Someone help me. No.
Oh, Eddie. Look at this.
Yeah, that's a lot of blood.
That's fresh, too. Look at the colour.
That's some fresh pawpaw, that one there, boy.
Oh.
Kick boot. Power bomb.
Jesus, it'll be so...
Huh? Wake up, Brian. One. Two.
Oh, that was...
Count of two.
Close.
Jesus.
It's going to be so slippery now.
Mm-hmm.
Even to do that power bomb will be slippery.
Oh, someone get the guy a towel.
Far out.
Yeah. It's a bloody, bloody war, mate.
Jesus, mate.
You bloody war.
Oh.
Kicking the shit out of each other. Eddie. Count. One. Two.
You can't even see his face. His face is not even there. He's got not one cut on him, JBL.
No, that's all that Eddie's blood. It's all Eddie's blood, not his.
He looks exhausted too.
Oh, sleep hold.
Now, this will just like gather on JBL's arm. Because it's just going to stop there. Look.
You know what makes me think, though, that I think JBL will be all up on this because.
Oh, yeah.
Because he grew up watching Black Jack Mulligan and the wars he had.
The old I Quit matches.
The old I Quit matches with Terry Funk. Oh, suplex. Back suplex. Let's see the crowd.
Chin. The blood on his chin.
Yeah. That's not even his. Oh, fuck.
It makes you think, how much blood do you have in you for that to still be just clumping out?
Well, he went
Look
to
at
the,
it.
He JBL, not JBL, out, sorry,
Eddie.
This
is a good way to end the series, guys. I reckon one of the most bloodiest matches.
And this
WWE.
Is just a normal match.
Yeah.
This is not a fucking...
Look at that.
Tables match or a barbed wire on a pole match. Look at that. Latino hit. I'm bleeding for the fist. But
still
I'm,
going.
He's doing the shimmy. It's like Hogan. that style.
Hulking up, eh?
Yep. Latinoing it up.
Oh, he's fighting back.
Look at
the fans
crowd.
Get behind him, though.
Yeah, man. Duking and jiving. You are so white, Mitchell Cole.
Duking and jiving.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what Vince said to say in the headset.
Yeah. Fall away slam.
Catches him.
Yep. Done this to you before, but it was on earrings.
That's it, guys. Here we go.
Here we go. Not no, that's what Tom should have done, so he would have gone through the earrings, but he would have crashed me through the bed.
It's very reminiscent, like the way he bladed like that.
Reminiscent to a piss.
To Vincent's Undertaker Survivor Series. It just poured out. Was it the shovel or something? He smacked him with it.
Boom! Yep, that was the actual noise.
Oh,
Eddie.
I actually think it's the number one on. It is. This so match. On whatculture.com, it's considered the number one WWE blade jobs that turn nasty. This is number one on the list.
All right, what's number two?
Number two was John Cena, the John Cena matchup.
Yep.
Which was the match against JBL, I think, too. It was also
JBL just brings out the brutality in everyone he does.
Yeah, it was Judgment Day 2005. Look at Cena.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember seeing it.
Look at that.
He's hardcore.
Fuck. Yeah, I think it was an I Quit match where he quit and then still F5'd him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, five arms.
Missed it.
FU.
Missed it.
Man. Leaving it
People forget that John Cena can actually be a decent hand in the ring. You think, but he won all those matches. You guys still cheered for him? Yes, it's been done, but meh.
That's just staining the canvas.
Yep.
Staining.
Stain. He's hurt. Wow.
Ref, you're a ref, you're fine. You've only been knocked twice.
Yeah, but he got hurt. He got hurt by...
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah. Eddie ran right into him.
Here we go. Nope.
Yeah,
you get disqualified. Give me the belt.
Give him my belt.
That is my favourite championship.
Same. There's Tony Chimmel. Same steel chair.
His leg was stuck.
Yeah.
I haven't got up yet.
That's my leg. Takes the guy's leg and brings it in the ring. I need that back. Look at that old school SmackDown. That's a really nice one.
That's the old SmackDown logo.
Yeah. Wow. Which has been done in the...
Where's Brett?
Where's Brett? Where's the beef?
Here we go. Got the belt. God, punt.
Kicking the dick.
Punt.
Kicking the dick.
Don't use. It's going to be a DQ here. Ref's there. Not to do it. There's the ending.
That's the fucked up thing about this match, though. It ends in a disqualification. DQ. But look at Eddie.
Yeah. So JBL wins by DQ, but as we know in championship matches... Belts do not change hands on a DQ finish. That's
correct.
He's still just pissing blood.
And then look, he's out for blood now too.
Look at the ring.
Brian, what are you going to do, Brian? Stop it. You need to stop it. Eddie, need to listen to me.
Eddie,
calm down. I don't know why he talks like that. I'm sure he's American.
What?
Plus, he's also a good beatboxer too. If you remember
John Cena. Yeah.
Or John Cena. If I keep ringing this bell, they'll make you stop, right?
So I'll try to see what Eddie did next after this, because the next event was Bad Blood, which was the Hell in the Cell. That was for Raw.
That was Raw.
Yeah. That was the Hell in the Cell between HBK and Triple H.
Yep.
Benoit did double duty. He defended the world title against Kane and teamed up with Edge for the World Tag Team Championship.
That's correct. I think we had that on DVD, we did.
Yeah. So again, as I said, guys, DQ.
Watch out.
JBL still is playing, but JBL did not win the championship. I think he's blading now. Look at that.
He's smiling too. Watch it. He has a smile on his face. Someone get the man the towel. His nose looks
broken too. Like the way it's puffed up. Now Guerrero. No. Yeah, JBL's busted.
Yep.
Wow.
You've got Kenny Powers over there. There's the referee. Look at the blood.
So the rivalry did continue to the Great American Bash, July of that year, where JBL won the title.
He won it.
It was a Texas bull rope match. Yeah. That's very old school, Texas bull ropes, strap matches.
There's blood all over his hat.
But that's where you have to touch all four corner pads. And he did it before Guerrero won the title. Watch
out. Here's your receipt.
No hands up, too. Wow.
Brutal.
Let's send him home happy, though.
Oh, yeah, bloody oath. This is home.
Look at this guy. A little bit too much for me, Jesus.
We're leaving.
I wanted a classic. Look at him. I wanted a classic matchup.
Yeah, he doesn't look too keen though. He wanted a clean win. He looks a bit worried actually. Yeah. I would imagine a lot of people.
He looks a bit, you're right.
Yeah, no, he is. He looks like he's generally like, are you all right?
You wanted a clean one.
I wanted, don't we all? All right, you want a filthy, dirty one. But
please, Eddie.
Please. No, I don't want it.
What's it's that? Like the big patch in the center of the ring.
Mm-hmm. But there's more blood around the ring too.
Here we go. Batter up. Oh!
Receipt number two.
She's no hands too. No.
And people are, everyone is standing.
You have to go to hospital after this with the blood loss. Put him on an IV drip. Put something on him.
He didn't want to.
That's terrible.
Nah, until, what was his name? Bruce went, you're going.
You have to go.
You're going. No, I'm fine. No, you are.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. He goes, well, you either pass out here or you pass out of the hospital. All right, I'll get in the hospital. Can you come with me? Yeah, I'll come with you, bud. Let's go.
That's crazy. I think they're telling him, look, get out of there.
Get him out. Get him out. Run. Quick, get the white man out of here. He's attacking the white man. Quick. Quickly.
It's stopping. You can see it's kind of stopping.
Yeah.
Get out. JBL, get out.
Yeah.
We need to get Eddie out of here.
Where's my car? I need my car. Let me just put me in the car. I'll be fine.
Oh, my Lord. What an iconic crimson mask.
The crimson mask style. Jesus.
Eddie. Little Eddie chance.
Eddie. Oh, he's coming back for more. It's not over.
Oh. Plunger. Catch me.
Booyaka, booyaka. Brutality of this.
There's it. Well, it's Fit Finlay.
Yeah, Finlay.
Arn Anderson. Dean Malenko.
Oh, wow. Some classic WCW dudes right here.
My name is Finlay, and I want to stop you.
Yeah. And I'm Arn Anderson. Get out there, Felicia, and wrestle. But I'm drunk.
Couple of bevies.
Yeah. I am the man of 1,000 holds.
How many drinks you had? 4? 5? Go on, quick.
Go on, Flair and I did that back in the 80s. It was fine.
We used to start the night off like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
5? We'll have 15. We'll go out there.
Yeah, pretty much. 65.
Getting his belt. Here we go. Give us a bit of a shimmy. No.
He lie, he cheat, he steal.
Wow. And stands tall to end the pay-per-view.
Yep.
One of the best, and you know, deeply missed. Still to this day.
Yes.
You know, he still would have been impactful, even if he was still there.
The man with a large Mexican hat there. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Brutal.
Look at that, big hat. Put some chips in there, nacho hat.
That's what I'm talking
about. No, I was just saying. Just put some food in there.
Put some food in there, man. Macho, macho, man. Even that little kid there in the white. Blue.
Was it Sombre?
A Sombre, yes.
Yeah.
Ole, that guy with
He's got dancing there. Got blood on me. I'm still dancing.
I got Eddie Guerrero blood on my hand, but I dance.
Take-o.
Well, takeover. No.
Wow.
And there we go.
And there we go, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
And there it is. That's the finale.
Mm-hmm.
We've given you guys, it was a 5-month story of us doing Oh My God from episode 1 to episode 5. And I really enjoyed it. We watched some wars, guys, from the times of CZW, some times in XPW, and finishing up there with Guerrero and JBL. And any closing comments on this season?
Fun episodes, fun season, this one. I really enjoy doing it. Something different than we normally give you guys. This is a sort of slowly becoming a wrestling podcast, and that's okay. I don't mind that because I do like wrestling. So it is excellent. Good little series to have done now. It's in the bank. It's in the vault. So again, thank you everyone for listening. Tom, good job to you.
Now, in regards to what's next for Oh My God, we're not going to announce it. I reckon we hold out. I reckon we let you guys. So to find out more, though, go to check out our Twitter. We post every single day. Brocast, BROKAST on Twitter.
Yes, it might have been spoken about on one of our previous episodes, an idea that I said out loud. But still, we're not telling anyone anything. Yeah,
you have to watch this space, guys.
Watch the space.
Download all episodes, Podbean, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Highcast, and CastBox, Instagram, and Twitter, @TheBrocastPodcast. And as I say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. See you guys next time.
Oh my God!